It's all right, Inspector. I've got him.
Will you please get this fat policeman off my stomach? I am innocent.
So what's that under your coat, Doctor?
Good Lord, it's the dagger, the one that killed Rankin.
What the devil's going on? What are you doing to Takarev?
They have put me under arrest. I swear that I am innocent of the murder.
Dr. Takarev, I am charging you with...
I am innocent, I tell you. I did not kill him.
I am charging you with conspiracy and sedition, of membership of an illegal society, and being an accomplice in the murder of Svatislav Krasinski.
Krasinski? Who the devil's he?
He's the man who gave Rankin the dagger, the symbol of the Brotherhood of the Black Eagle, which Takarev was attempting to carry off with him. Now take him down to the station, Sergeant.
Sir, come along.
But does this mean that it was Takarev who killed Charles?
Nothing so convenient, I'm afraid. Krasinski was pretty certainly murdered by the Brotherhood for giving away the dagger to Rankin. And Takarev was obviously determined to get it back, but that's as far as it goes. Unless he's a skilled ventriloquist and can throw his voice upstairs and all the way along the back corridor, he's out of it.
So where do we go from here?
Well, back to the body at the foot of the stairs. Tell me, Miss Angela, do you ever slide down that extremely tempting banister?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. Oh. We have competitions sometimes at Uncle Hubert's weekend parties. Face first without hanging on.
Competitions?
Yes. I'm quite good at it. So was Charles. Marjorie can't do it at all. Rosamond won't even try. And poor Dr. Takarev was hopeless when he had a go at it.
Why do you want to know? It can't have anything to do with the murder, surely.
Well, on the contrary, I think it may have everything to do with it. But I shall do my best to keep my lively imagination in check until after the inquest tomorrow. Not that I expect anything very much to come out of that.
Murder by person or persons unknown and adjourned for a month. Hardly very surprising. At least all my guests will be free to go home now. Bathgate, I can't tell you how deeply I regret the tragic circumstances of your first visit to Frantock.
Oh, please, sir. You were one of Charles's eldest friends. I'm sure you must have felt his death more than most of us.
That's right. I was extremely fond of him.
I believe he has left you a number of pictures and books, but since the greater part of his possessions come to me, I do hope that you will let me know if there is anything you would like to have as a particular reminder of
him. That's very thoughtful of you. Well, I'm sure there's nothing that I... except perhaps the dagger. As you remember, he assigned it to me.
You want the dagger?
It may seem strange to you, but you're not a passionately committed collector. And it seemed to me that I should have it in memory of Charles. Yes, well, I must go and attend to my guests. Rosamond is still terribly upset, I believe.
Yes, of course. And I must go and pack.